I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. It's been 3 days, but there's been zero forward motion. Plenty of finger pointing. We're talking about the U.S. government shutdown. Now, if it drags on, it could eventually hurt foreign aid. Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer says even if funds do dry up, it won't close down BGR's work because they're already standing in the gap.
In those areas of huge needs are huge areas of opportunity, too. Even to minister in a way that will give us a chance to not just share physical hope, but also spiritual hope, through the message of truth that's in the gospel.
Will you join them? We'll connect you at our website. Next, what's the second best way to illegally make money? Sell people. Around the world, 27 million men, women, and kids have been sold for work or pleasure. Adam Jeske of InterVarsity Christian Fellowship.
Christians ought to be outraged. These are people made in the image of God that deserve to be free, to be healthy.
InterVarsity's helping college kids fight human trafficking with their Price of Life campaign. There's a big event in New York City. Over 17 colleges are joining in. Check out our website. Pray for Price of Life students and staff.
They're taking risks. They're addressing their campuses. They're planning events.
And ever want to make a global impact in your job, but find yourself stuck in the same spot all the time? From doctors to artists, the Southern Baptist International Mission Board is launching a website just for you. It's called Skybridge Community. It's an online community that connects and networks Christians in all kinds of career fields. The point? Using strengths to help tell people about the gospel. For information on SkyBridge and the full story, visit missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is the daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to get our daily e-news blasts, and it's free. Go to missionnetworknews.org, type in your email address at the bottom, and voila, you'll have up-to-date mission news every day. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Ewing.